A monumental-sized sculpture that was once an icon in Manhattan for four decades has a new home at a leafy small-town college outside of Philadelphia. Cubed Curve, a huge steel geometric shape, blue paint, painted blue, is now owned by Your Scientist College. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports on how a downtown sculpture goes up in the country.
If you remember from the show Mad Men, its opening credits, the silhouette of Don Draper was plummeting from a tall story building down to the streets of Manhattan. He was falling from the Time Life building. That's an actual building where the fictional company of Sterling Cooper had its offices. In front of Time Life building was this iconic steel blue sculpture. It was there for 42 years, but now it's here in Collegeville.
It left 6th Avenue in New York City and has come to, of all places, Main Street in Collegeville, Pennsylvania.
That is Charles Steinbach. He's the director of the Berman Museum of Art at Our Science College.
It couldn't be more different. I mean, I guess the biggest difference would be if it was in the middle of a cornfield someplace. We do have those close by, but luckily it's here, not in a cornfield.
Although Our Science is relatively small, with just 1,400 students and 150 years old, its outdoor sculpture collection is young and large, with about 75 pieces of modernist work. In 1972, the Rockefeller Group commissioned artist William Crovello to install Cubed Curve outside its Time Life building across the street from Radio City Music Hall. That's where it stayed until 2 years ago, when the building underwent renovations and they had to unload it. A parent of an Ursinus sophomore was involved with the Rockefeller Group. A few phone calls were made and a deal was struck.
It's donated. It is a gift of the Rockefeller Group. They were very generous in making sure it got here in perfect condition, including having it repainted.
Steinbeck hopes Cubed Curve sends a message to other possible donors that Ursinus is not a stodgy place for art. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.